1220 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A second person has now died after a shooting during a church service in Grand Blanc, Michigan. Tony Deck lives nearby.
Not that you want it to happen, but you'd think it would happen in some of these other cities, that this kind of thing happens overseas or in major cities and development and stuff like that. But in Grand Blanc, it's a small golf community.
Police Chief William Rennie says the suspect, a 40-year-old man, drove his vehicle through the front doors of the Mormon church, got out, and fired several rounds of an assault rifle at hundreds of churchgoers.
We believe that was deliberately set by the suspect. We do believe that we will find additional victims once we have that scene secure.
Eight other people were hurt. The suspect is dead. Now to North Carolina, where someone opened fire from a boat into a crowd at American Fish Company, which is a waterfront bar and restaurant along the Cape Fear River. Three were killed, another five injured in this. Brunswick County District Attorney John David.
Evil has come ashore in Southport, North Carolina.
The shooter fled by boat but was later arrested. Tropical storm Imelda has formed in the western Atlantic and is forecast to strengthen over the next few days, bringing the threat of torrential rainfall to portions of the southeastern United States in the coming hours. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We now officially have Tropical Storm Imelda, and the impacts of Imelda will begin to be felt in Florida as early as tomorrow. Already tropical storm warnings up along the coast and tropical storm watches extending just a bit inland.
President Trump is set to meet tomorrow with Senate leaders John Thune and Chuck Schumer and House leaders Mike Johnson and Hakeem Jeffries. It's over a possible government shutdown this week. Our Robert Costa spoke to Trump this morning.
Inside the White House, sources are saying President Trump actually welcomes a shutdown in the sense that he believes he can wield executive power to get rid of what he calls waste, fraud, and abuse. And there is that memo that says the government is ready to have mass firings if a deal isn't struck.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is dropping his bid for re-election. He posted the news to social media.
Whoever follows me at City Hall must continue the work we started. Lowering the cost of living, investing in quality of life, and staying laser focused on reducing crime and disorder.
Most polls showed him with a single-digit support. President Trump's Department of Justice directed federal prosecutors in New York to dismiss their federal bribery case against Adams earlier this year. Prior to him dropping out, sources told CBS News that the White House was looking into possible government positions to persuade him to exit the race. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Calm, quiet, and above normal temperatures will continue this week. We'll see highs in the low 80s on Monday with sunshine. For Monday night, partly cloudy, lows around 55. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, 75.
Currently, 75 degrees.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Polka sound, watching different polka steps as people dance all around. Some do the hop, some do it smooth in each and every town. But there's one place I'm heading for. I'm Springfield, Springfield bound. I'm going to Springfield. I'm going to Springfield, good old Springfield.
field where the people keep on dancing all around. When you're in Springfield, good old Springfield, you see the sun come shining all around. So let's get a party together. We're Springfield, Springfield bound.
The Springfield Polka kicking things off on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Hey, everybody, Tim Hobble, the Polka Guy, with you, keeping you company here for the next 50 minutes. Glad you could join us. And that was the Herb Eberle Band. I had to double check on that one. And Springfield Polka. Got a couple more here we're going to do. This one's kind of cute. I got to do one more here from his album. It's Mabel and Her Fuzzy Navel. It's a drink.
There is a girl, I call her Mabel. She loves to dance the polka and she's able. She dances round and round with all the boys in town. You'll never see her frown when the polka band's around. When the band stops playing and they take a little break, she hits right for the bar. Hey, bartender, how about a little drink? Make Mabel a fuzzy navel. Take a bottle of schnapps and you open it up. Pour it in a glass and you watch it fill up. Then you mix in some orange juice, an ice cube or two. Stir it round and round like you know you ought to do. Then you hand it to Mabel, you watch drink it down. It fills her with cheer and energy. She's the happiest person you'll ever see when Mabel drinks her fuzzy navel. Thank you.
Skier's Delight is the name of that tune. And Don Graelich and the band. It was from a album that Don Hanjady put together from HG Studios. The 25th anniversary special is what that was. Oh, yeah. Where are we at here? Looking for another tune to play that I haven't played for some time. Don't mind me. Just working on it. Well, let's see here. Let's play Susie's Waltz. I haven't played that one for a while.
To Susie, across a thousand miles of sea, I've left my heart behind with Susie, and taken Susie's heart with me. You're close to me in dreams, my Susie, though you are far away, it's true. So keep a smiling face, my Susie, I'll soon be coming home again to you.
Thank you.
that's the international polka band from Minnesota that put that together. It's DuPont's Polka is the name of it. Right now, we're going to turn our attention now to the Sam Pugliano band. I played this a few weeks back, this stuff off this album. And here's a tune that Ray Champa had written called Holiday Polka. And Sam is going to play this for us. Holiday Polka, that's from Sam Pugliano and his band. Yeah, we're looking for one more here. And here's a tune he plays, Sam plays this. It's called the Slow Crow Polka, which was written by Joey Miskulin. And the Slow Crow means Slovenian Croatian Polka. That's what that stands for. We'll be right back. the Slow Crow Polka. And Sam Pugliano recorded that. Okay, let's go with Eddie Blazonczyk one time right now before we take a break. And I remember the old show called Laughin', and they always talk, "My Sweet Bippy." Remember that? They used that term. And Eddie Blazonczyk made a tune out of that called the Sweet Bippy Polka.
The men all stare, the women giggle when they see that Bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's Bippy. The men all stare, the women giggle when they see that Bippy wiggle. Three cheers for Skippy's Bippy. Everyone's looking, talking. Look her over, oh by golly, she's got dimples on her jolly. But you should see her Bippy. Look her over, oh by golly, she's got dimples on her jolly. But you should see her Bippy.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. We've got Lenny Gromulka on the old CD player coming up next. You betcha. And where were you? Reminiscing polka.
I miss you, my old friend. I wish that you could come back out and sing along. Where were you and Wally? Wish that began to polka. Where were you when Frank premiered his blue skirt waltz? Where were you back then? I miss you, my old friend. I wish that you could come back out and sing along. Kishka, where were you when Bruno Krieger did it all? Where were you when Joe Lazarchat played his fiddle? Marisha Datta sang down by the wishing well. Well, where were you when Eddie Shima played the circus? Where were you when Whitey sang his sweet 16? Where were you back then? I miss you, my old friend. I wish that you could come back out and sing along. Where were you when Wojnarowski sang his matka? When Steve Adamczyk made his picnics, where were you? How about back when Happy Louis sang his yapka? Or back when Eddie sang My Mary Lou? Where were you when Jean Wisniewski toured New England with the twins, Bojilek, Filler, Bernie, too? Where were you back then? I miss you, my old friend. So I'll just sing this one in memory of you.
About you, if I could only put my arms around.
reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
CBS News Brief. In Grand Blanc, Michigan, two people are dead, several others hurt after a shooting at a Mormon church. The church also went up in flames. Police Chief William Rennie.
Seven other victims at this time are in stable condition. One is in critical condition.
He says the shooter has been identified as 40-year-old Thomas Sanford. A suspect is charged in Southport, North Carolina, of opening fire on a crowded restaurant from his boat. Three people were killed, five others injured. Brunswick County District Attorney John David.
Sadly, a lot of the victims in this case appear to be not members of our community, but people who are here on vacation.
President Trump says a government shutdown is likely unless top Democrats back down from their negotiating position. He's set to meet with some of them tomorrow. House Speaker Mike Johnson on CNN.
He wants to bring in the leaders to come in and act like leaders and do the right thing for the American people.
Just in, Europe wins the Ryder Cup. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Calm, quiet, and above normal temperatures will continue this week. We'll see highs in the low 80s on Monday with sunshine. For Monday night, partly cloudy, lows around 55. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, 75.
Currently, 75 degrees.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Maine voters decide November 4th whether adding more ID and mail-in voting restrictions for most voters justifies preventing almost non-existent voter fraud. Question 1 tightens voter ID requirements and adds hurdles for mail-in voters, including the elderly and disabled, despite only two voter fraud convictions since 1982. About half of Maine's over 842,000 2024 voters used a mail-in ballot, and over 16,000 subscribed to an ongoing absentee voter list, according to the state's September 2025 figures. If approved, Question 1 would eliminate the absentee list and prohibit requesting an absentee application by phone. It also prohibits third parties from delivering absentee ballot applications, including family members, and limits drop boxes. Maine's population is the oldest in the U.S., with 21.8% of residents over 65. Question 1 also narrows Maine's voter ID options, eliminating student IDs, tribal IDs, and other currently acceptable documents, despite no evidence of abuse. At almost 75%, Maine consistently has one of the highest voter turnouts in the country, and the Heritage Foundation's own figures show just two convictions for voter fraud in over 40 years. We have the text of Question 1 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. Eddie Rodick and the band up next with a polka medley for you.
We'll be right back.
Eddie Roddick in the band. Mm-hmm. And a polka medley there for you. Oh, let's see. What's another really strong polka that he did? The Slap Happy.
Thank you.
John Gora from his Bulletproof Polkas, Come a Chameleon. It's a Boy George song. He does a pretty good job of that, though, I have to admit. Hey, we're going to go to Frankie Kramer and his band right now. And he's going to perform for us Lily Marlene. Let's see, where is the button here? Here we go.
To my darling, just like she is to me. Together we'll find a happiness, a world of bliss, a tenderness, and words cannot explain my love for Lily Marlene. We kiss, I close my eyes and say, it's just a dream that soon must fade away. I open my eyes and see her there, her ruby lips, her golden hair, and words cannot explain my love for Lily Marlene.
Marlene, that is Frankie Kramer. I like that sound of his. He's got that solo vox like Frankie Yankovic would use. Mm-hmm. Let's play one more here from Frankie Kramer. And it's the Pork. It's a little button box number. Pork and Chops.
We'll be right back. like to go to Chicago town. That is the place for me. Up on the trolley and down to White City. One, two, three. I'll take my girl on the shoot, the shoot, and on the merry-go-round.
So quickly our time has gone by. We're going to have Bob Dozak sing Bye Bye My Baby as we get out of here. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the Polka Party. My gosh, another month is just about over, and we'll be heading into October. Oh, gee whiz. Have yourself a great week and drive safe wherever you are. We want you back for next time right here on the Civic Media Network, WFHR Radio. From all of us here at WFHR, have yourself a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
When I come dancing, just dancing into your
family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Oregon is suing the Trump administration. The state's attorney general, speaking moments ago, says it's over what he calls the unlawful deployment of 200 Oregon National Guard members to Portland. There's still no word on when those troops could be deployed, but it comes as immigration enforcement agents in Chicago were seen making arrests.
Julie, a Chicago resident, says she watched as agents detained a mother and child with a crowd of people.
Why are we all standing here not yelling and screaming? Why are we standing here just watching? We're afraid. We don't want to get dragged in either, right? But I'm horrified at us.
Customs and Border Protection Chief Gregory Bovino says it's part of an ongoing operation.
This is a normal enforcement action for the U.S. Border Patrol.
Mallory Vorbroker for CBS News, Chicago.
In Michigan, police say a gunman rammed a pickup truck into the front door of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc Township during